Matthew 21:23-27. When Jesus had entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came up to him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things, and who gave you this authority?" Jesus answered them, "And I also will ask you a question, only one. And if you tell me the answer, then I will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, where did it come from? From heaven or from men?" And they argued with one another, "If we say from heaven, he will say to us, 'Why then did you not believe him?' But if we say from men, we are afraid of the multitude, for all hold that John was a prophet." So they answered Jesus, "We do not know." And he said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things." It is not really surprising that the chief priest questioned his authority when we consider the extraordinary things Jesus had done, was doing, had said, and was saying. One's authority is often questioned if deterrence is the object. What things had he done? This was the day after he had cleared the temple of those who had desecrated his father's house. Money changing in the temple must have been a concession by the priests. The business inevitably was conducted with their participation. He was, therefore, attacking the hierarchy directly. He was asked this question to try and deter him from continuing his teaching and healing, and thereby increasing his followers and their faith in him. Mark recounts that the whole city was stirred at his entry. He is above the authority of the temple, above all the existing authorities in Jerusalem. Strangely, Jesus is not described as the king, but as the prophet from Nazareth. It was the day when the children called out, "Hosanna to the Son of David." If he had said that he was the Son of God, it would mean that his time had come. And yet there were still things that had to be done and teaching to give before that horrendous day of his arrest. We learn by this that sometimes we must have the courage to wait for God's time, for his timing is always perfect. When Jesus asked his question, he set before them a dilemma. He asked them about John's baptism. Was it from heaven or from men? John received his authority to baptize from him, who was then baptized. And that baptism is called the baptism of John. John came to baptize in water, the water of repentance, not to give inward cleansing, which does not come from man, but from God. If they believed this, then why were they not baptized by John? Their answer was a lie. How often are lies told to evade awkward situations? How often are so-called white lies told? When does a white lie become black? The excuse is often to avoid giving offense, or perhaps to avoid hurting people's feelings. In this case, it was to avoid the truth, which they either did not recognize or did not want to face. Another reason why Jesus held back the truth from those who questioned the source of his powers is because they were unfit to receive it. For those who hate the truth are unworthy to hear it. Deliberately assumed ignorance of fear or the expedience of silence when we know the truth is shameful. even if he had told them the answer, they would not have profited from it. For it is said, do not give that which is holy to dogs. G.K. Lessing says, if God were to hold out enclosed in his right hand all truth, and in his left hand just the active search for truth, though with the condition that I should never err therein, and should say to me, choose, I should humbly take his left hand and say, Father, give me this one. Absolute truth belongs to thee alone.